Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. Good to take a look at some pitching for today, the 22nd of August, Tuesday. We have a 12 game main slate to deal with. Doesn't appear to be any kind of weather issues to worry about. No real wind to dig into. Most games are going to be in the 70s to the low 80s. Atlanta is going to be in the 90s. Chicago is going to approach 90. But other than that, let's take a look at some pitching. We do have four guys coming off the IL to make returns. And I would say that all four of them are not viable today, to be honest. I think Hauk is the only one that made rehab starts, rode on through a single simulated game. Greinke and Wu didn't make any rehab appearances, so I would think that most of them are limited in their return, so we can skip right over those four, as I will not be playing any of them. Returning from the IL. At the top, we get Zach Gallen taking on the Rangers. Gallen's home numbers are as elite as they come. He's currently the betting favorite for the NL Cy Young. He was okay against Texas the first time he faced them. Not amazing, but okay. Coming off a game winner, he struck out just three batters over six and a third. It's been pretty solid the last few starts. I mean, I don't really want to pick on Texas, but they have been a weaker offense when on the road. So Zach Gallen at 11K feels aggressive, but I think he's certainly in play for us. I just don't know how much ownership he's going to carry considering Blake Snell is in a better spot and pitching at home against Miami, who we shut down earlier this year. His home numbers have been stronger. K rate is much stronger. Walk rate is lower. He hasn't had any big K games the last few starts. Walks were down last start, which is nice to see against a tough Baltimore squad. Two runs or less in all but one start since May 19th. So that's a pretty strong run that he's been on. Getting an extra day of rest coming into the start as well. I think he has to be our SP1 most likely on this evening. Bailey Ober against the Brewers. This game is a pick'em. Going back to San Diego, they are -190 favorite. And Arizona and Zach Gallen's a -130 favorite. But this game, Bailey Ober, a pick'em. He is on the road where he has been better from a fantasy standpoint. Just gave up just two solo home runs to the Brewers earlier this year in beating them. He's had some rough starts on the road the last couple of road starts. I mean, I think he's going to have to be in my pool, but he's one that could definitely find his way out of. I've used him plenty this year, but his last handful of starts just haven't been super sharp. Hasn't cracked 20 fantasy points since the 1st of July. So it's tough to pay 10-2 for a guy that's just not showing any upside recently. Justin Verlander against Boston. He's a -155 favorite. Being cheaper than Ober brings him into play for me. His last couple starts haven't been great. He did strike out a bunch of Angels, bypassing the 20 DK point mark. But from a run prevention, he has struggled a little bit. He had just two strikeouts last start. I would think he bounces back a little bit, but this Boston team isn't a walkover from an offensive standpoint. So, but yeah, I prefer him over Ober. I think there's enough upside from him to make it into the pool. Giolito, he just has not been spectacular. San Francisco start was decent, wasn't amazing or anything. But the Cincinnati Reds lineup can struggle quite a bit. He is a minus 135 favorite. Game total is 9. Getting 2 extra days of rest coming in. There's upside, so I think I'm gonna have to use him. I'll use him over yet. But he's going to be right on the borderline for me. I'm not enamored with Giolito. Luzardo struggled against San Diego the first time he faced him. Just made some mistakes because he did pick up 8 strikeouts and allowed just 4 hits. His numbers on the road haven't been as strong. His last 4 starts have been pretty bad as well. But he's capable of 28 to, 36 fantasy points as he went this stretch here where he just was dominant. So it could happen at any point. I just don't know if right now is the spot. Low game total at just 7.5. So I'm going to be considering Lizardo. I just don't know if I'm going to get there. Kikuchi taking on a Baltimore squad that he has made, what, 3 starts against. Has been pretty decent against them. Been really strong, over the last month plus. And 1 start came against Baltimore. Didn't really rack up strikeouts, but he was solid. I think I'm going to include him in my pool. Just because I think Baltimore is going to be somewhat popular on this slate. And I've said it before, I don't mind using left-handed pitching against Baltimore in Baltimore. Just because of the construction of the ballpark. I kind of like the spot for them. If it was in Toronto, I don't think I would use Kikuchi against Baltimore. But I do like it enough. And he's definitely ahead of Luzardo for me. Bobby Miller, not picking up a ton of strikeouts, which is a little worrisome, but it's kind of be expected with young arms getting late in the season. But he's been phenomenal on the road. We know the Cleveland lineup lacks a bunch of power, so I have no problem going with Bobby Miller. He is a minus 210 favorite, so strong favorite. Ashcraft has been pretty solid in this go round at the major league level. Strikeouts are still kind of all over the place. There is K upside in this lineup. Interested to see what kind of a lineup shows up. There are rumors that Mike Trout will be returning, so I'm gonna kind of pay attention to what lineup they put out there in deciding if I'm going to be using Ashcraft or not. Bryce Elder against the Mets. Minus 235 favorite, but the game total is 10.5. Coming off of a great start against the Yankees. He's been kind of all over the place. The Mets have got to him once already. He did strike out 8 in that game. But a couple home runs. Plenty of upside. Has been strongest at home. But he's just not a big K guy. And that's worrisome because he really has to get a bunch of pretty clean innings, in order to get 20 plus DK points. Right now, I'm going to leave him out, but he's somebody definitely I'll be debating as the day goes on. Oviedo shut down St. Louis the first time he faced him. His former squad absolutely dominated them, actually. He's certainly capable of doing it. His walks have been up recently. K's have been down a little bit. I don't really love it, but Man, the St. Louis lineup can just go ice cold in an instant. He's a -135 favorite, but we do have a game total of 10. I think if I'm going to go with Oviedo, it's probably like a 10 to 15% share, and that's about it. Josiah Gray, definitely been strongest on the road, but he has not been good the last handful. I'm intrigued a little bit since it's the Yankees, but the Yankees are a -190 favorite at home, so I don't think I'm going with Josiah Gray at all. Mike Clevinger, it's been solid pitching in Chicago. Coming off of a pretty strong start, 20 plus DK points in three out of his last four starts. There is plenty of K upside here in this matchup. I don't really know that I want to pick on the Seattle offense right now, but Seattle is a -160 favorite. But since we play GPP builds for upside, I'm going to have to include Clevinger at his price point. If he goes out and drops 26 again, there's a good chance he's in the GPP winner, and I want to make sure I have exposure to that, even if I don't think he's going to be there. The upside to be there is there against this Seattle team that does strike out. So, Wade Miley. I don't know what to do with Wade Miley against the Twins. Twins strike out a ton. It is a pick 'em. Wade Miley doesn't really strike out many guys. I don't know. I'm leaning towards not playing Wade Miley, but that K upside matchup, similar to Clevinger. The difference is that Clevinger has shown the ability to rack up strikeouts. Wade Miley just doesn't normally do that. Wade Miley might be one of the ones where we want to just dig into who's going to be the home plate ump in this matchup, and figure out if he's a pitcher or hitter ump. If he's a pretty strong pitcher ump, then maybe Miley becomes viable for us. Grayrod has been decent this stretch, figuring things out. Still not a big K guy. Most likely 4 to 6K range. Taking on a Toronto team that is difficult, but he has made two starts against them, picked up some strikeouts, not allowing a ton of hits, which is nice. Allowed just 2 runs in 5 innings the first time he faced them as well. So, decent. And one nice thing about Toronto coming into Baltimore for him is Toronto's main lineup is very right-hand heavy in general, and that plays into this ballpark I was talking about with Kikuchi. I think Grayson's probably going to have to be in my pool. Feel like I'm above eight guys now, so I'm really gonna have to make some decisions as the day goes on, and I will try to update the DFS Army members throughout the day and with my notes. Hogan Harris, just not gonna go there. I've played this game before. I've seen some solid returns, but I just don't want to go there. I just don't think I need to. Nobody down here is gonna intrigue me. Adam Wainwright. I would love to see a vintage Wainwright performance as the season winds down, but he's just been so bad that it. I'd rather just hope for it and not invest money into it. So, but there we have it. There's my first look at the pitching options for today. Like I said, I will tighten up my pool as the day goes on and list them in the notes on the site. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our tools, coaches, notes, and Discord. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.